A reading from Romans, the 11th chapter, verses 1 through 24. I ask then, has God rejected his people? By no means. For I myself am an Israelite, a descendant of Abraham, a member of the tribe of Benjamin. God has not rejected his people whom he foreknew. Do you not know what the scripture says of Elijah? How he appeals to God against Israel? Lord, they have killed your prophets, they have demolished your altars, and I alone am left, and they seek my life. But what is God's reply to him? I have kept for myself 7,000 men who have not bowed the knee to Baal. So too, at the present time, there is a remnant chosen by grace. For if by grace, it is no longer on the basis of works. Otherwise, grace would no longer be grace. What then? Israel failed to obtain what it was seeking. The elect obtained it, but the rest were hardened. As it is written, God gave them a spirit of stupor, eyes that would not see, and ears that would not hear, down to this very day. And David says, let their table become a snare and a trap, a stumbling block, and a retribution for them. Let their eyes be darkened so that they cannot see, and bend their backs forever. So I ask, did they stumble in order that they might fall? By no means. Rather, through their trespass, salvation has come to the Gentiles, so as to make Israel jealous. Now if their trespass means riches for the world, and if their failure means riches for the Gentiles, how much more will their full inclusion mean? Now I am speaking to you Gentiles. Inasmuch, then, as I am an apostle to the Gentiles, I magnify my ministry in order somehow to make my fellow Jews jealous, and thus save some of them. For if their rejection means the reconciliation of the world, what will their acceptance mean but life from the dead? If the dough offered as first fruits is holy, so is the whole lump. And if the root is holy, so are the branches. But if some of the branches were broken off, and you, although a wild olive shoot, were grafted in among the others, and now share in the nourishing root of the olive tree, do not be arrogant toward the branches. If you are, remember it is not you who support the root, but the root that supports you. Then you will say, branches were broken off so that I might be grafted in. That is true. They were broken off because of their unbelief. But you stand fast through faith. So do not become proud, but fear. For if God did not spare the natural branches, neither will he spare you. Note then the kindness and the severity of your God. Severity toward those who have fallen, but God's kindness to you, provided you continue in his kindness. Otherwise, you too will be cut off. And even they, if they do not continue in their unbelief, they will be grafted in, for God has the power to graft them in again. For if you are cut from what is by nature a wild olive tree and grafted, contrary to nature, into a cultivated olive tree, how much more will these, the natural branches, be grafted back into their own olive tree? This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. For today's meditation on God's Word, we welcome Pastor Aaron Filipek, Zion Lutheran Church, Newton, Kansas.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God's Word never fails. Has God rejected his people? By no means. This is what St. Paul says concerning Israel. God hasn't failed his people. God hasn't rejected his people. They have rejected him. Yes, Israel has failed God not only once, but over and over again and again. Their hearts become so easily hardened. God told them that he and he alone would be their God, and they chased after other gods and other idols. God told them that he would send a Messiah to save them, and they would rather trust in the fact that they were descendants of Abraham. God told Israel that Jesus came for Jews and Gentiles, but they wanted the Gentiles to be circumcised and follow the law. God told them that it is by grace they have been saved, and Israel would rather rely on their own good works and rituals and familial relations. God told them to trust in Him and Him alone, and they would rather look to themselves. God's word didn't fail. God didn't fail Israel. They failed Him because they are a disobedient and contrary people. But it isn't just Israel that is so disobedient and contrary. So are you. Our Lord tells us, "You shall have no other gods." We are to fear, love, and trust in God above all things. Yet do you look to God for all love, good, and joy in your life? Or is everything measured by what pleases you? In all things, are you selfish and self-centered? Do you worry about life and the things you have more so than receiving the good gifts of God? Do you love the things of God more than you love Him? Do you even bargain with God? "Lord, I will do this if you just give me that." Do you actually tell God you are a good person and you deserve to be saved? Do you actually think you can please God by the things you do and by trying harder in life? Repent, for you are a disobedient and contrary person, just like Israel. Repent, for you are far worse than you think. Admit it. Your conscience tells you the truth. It bears against you. Repent, for you have failed God. You have rejected Him. Beg for His mercy. And God's message and promise for you is that you have His mercy in Christ Jesus. It is by grace you are saved. It is no longer on the basis of works, otherwise grace would no longer be grace. In Jesus, God has not failed you. In Jesus, God has not rejected you. In Jesus, God's word never fails. For Jesus is the Word made flesh, and He has come to save Israel. He has come for St. Paul. He has come for Jews and Gentiles alike. He's come for you. Yes, Jesus has shown you mercy and has saved you by grace. You are not forgotten. Jesus has died for you and rose for you and has mercy on you. It is by His grace through faith that life and salvation are yours this day and forevermore. You have been chosen in Christ. You are a remnant. You are God's elect. Yes, we who are disobedient and contrary are now saved because Jesus has come for disobedient and contrary people. You have been made new in the waters of holy baptism where Jesus claims you as His own. You are freely a child of God, our Heavenly Father, because of Christ. Your Jesus has not failed you, but He has remembered you. Your Jesus hasn't rejected you, but has shown mercy to you and claimed you as His own dear, precious child. And this all by grace. You don't deserve it, but Jesus wants you to have it, and He freely gives it to you. You are His chosen. You are His elect. Salvation is yours because of Jesus and Him alone. In the name of Jesus, for from Him and through Him and to Him are all things. To Him be glory forever. Amen.
We thank Pastor Aaron Filipek for today's meditation on God's Word.